Welcome, everybody, to our evening chats with Ray,
Rio, and the Little Ray. Hi, guys. Today, we're going to be talking about Harry Potter.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Harry Potter today. I think this time, we wanted to do something that you guys are in love with, and it seems like more of an obsession now. Like, you guys are obsessed with Harry Potter. I don't know the origin and how did you guys get introduced to Harry Potter, but it's something that you guys are keep playing over and over again. I think you guys had a little marathon, and after that marathon, that's all you guys want to talk about and see today, which is interesting because when I was younger, I got introduced to Harry Potter too. So how did that came to be? I think that's a good question for me to understand. Like, how did you guys get even introduced to Harry Potter?
Well, Mommy, she introduced me to it because she put the marathon on. She saw the movie while we were folding clothes. And then after she saw the movie, she said if I wanted to watch it. And then I said yes. For me, Theo Brandon keeps on talking about his favorite movie was Harry Potter. So I started wanted to watch it also, and then Mommy put it on. We were watching it, and noticed it.
And that's awesome. Yeah, it's really cool that you guys got into it and like it so much. I think a lot of people, Harry Potter is a big like part of their life. I have a friend, you guys met her. She used to babysit you guys all the time. Nina Linda, which is Perla. She used to babysit you guys all the time, and she's obsessed with everything you talk about Harry Potter to her, and she'll talk to you for hours, which is awesome. I think when I got introduced to Harry Potter, I was very, very young. It was when the movies first came out, and it was on theater. My mom took us to the movies. So back in, you know, when I was growing up, going to the movies wasn't like something that we did often. Yeah, we went to the movies, but it wasn't like we always went to the movies. So my mom one time treated all of us as a treat to go see this movie, and she was reading the book, so that's why she was like really, really adamant she wanted to see this movie. So we didn't know anything about it. We went and we were all like, oh my god, it's amazing. It was the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, I think it was called, the movie. So it was awesome. Like, and now seeing you guys kind of be obsessed with the movies is actually brings me back to my childhood and the way that I reacted, like saw it with my mom. And, you know, it seems to me that for you, Mommy was the one that introduced that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for you was Theo Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is. Yeah. That's really, really cool. So what would you say about the movies that, like, once you started seeing it, what would you say was like something that drew you in?
Well, I think it's because of the spells.
Spells?
Yeah.
That's what. And what about you?
My favorite part is when Dobby came.
Well, we talk about favorite part.
Yeah.
But so the spells. So I think that's awesome. Yeah, having like magical powers and being able to do different things. I think what I like about like the whole movies is like the different environments. I think J.K. Rowling, which is the author of the books and the director for the movies, although visionary for the movies, she did an amazing job, like taking you out of your day-to-day world and putting you in this magical place where everything's possible. And then there's like magic, there's like amazing creatures, and like the overall like vision that she had to do as an artist and able to write that down in a book, I think it's amazing. And I think that's what a lot of people like, is just being able to be transported from the day-to-day lives into this magical place and then be so captivating with the actual story. And then if you look at it from a story perspective, it's actually really nice. So talking about like the different, like you mentioned Dobby. So who's your favorite character? So let's start with you. What is your favorite like character out of the books or the movies?
Well, my first favorite is Dobby, and then my second favorite is Harry Potter as usual, and then my third favorite is Weasley.
Weasley. So why did you like Dobby?
Because when he came into the when he first came into the movies, he was all crazy where he was just going inside, where he was just messing around inside Harry Potter's room.
And what about Harry? Why do you like Harry Potter?
Well, I don't know why. He's just the main character and I like it.
Okay. And then Ron Weasley?
Yeah, because he's all funny.
Yeah, he's super funny. I think he's prone to, like, accidents, I think. I don't know. He's an airhead. I like most boys. Like, I can relate to that. Being a little airhead at sometimes. What about you, Rio?
Mine is Draco and Hermione.
Draco and Hermione? I'm interested to know why Draco.
Well, it's because he wasn't really a bad guy. He was forced to be a bad guy.
Well done, Draco.
And then at the end, he just ran off.
So, yeah, so that's awesome. That's a good perspective. So he, throughout the whole movies, he's portrayed as being this bad guy. And he's always doing, was he doing like bad things to Harry? Is he like being mischievous? How would you consider that? How he was acting?
Well, his father was a Death Eater, so I believe that he was being mean to Harry because Harry was the main target.
And he was behaving that way in order to get his father's acceptance. Do you think that, like, my dad like wants me to be this way, so I have to like kind of go that route, or if not, I'm not going to get the love of my dad? Do you think that's
maybe?
Maybe. But then you said that at the end, he ran away. What did he ran away from?
Well, at the end, Voldemort was fighting Harry, so they ran away while everybody was fighting each other.
They didn't want to take part of it?
Yeah, they didn't want to get hurt.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a good thing that you actually mentioned Draco, because Draco had in stories, like in books and like TV shows and movies, even in wrestling, there's this thing called character development. In anime, you see it often, a lot, like in anime as well. So character development is when a person or a character, and they may be portrayed some type of way in the beginning of the book or beginning of the anime or show. And throughout that movie or series or book, that character goes through a lot of changes, whether it may be good changes or bad changes. And slowly, you tend to feel differently and see that character differently. And the actions of that person changes in order to be something different. So Draco, is amazing that you like Draco, because Draco, throughout the movies, he had a lot of character development. He was fighting with himself about doing certain things. He started doing it at first, but as the movies went on, he had an internal fight with himself to see if he's actually going to be that person. One of the persons, and it's awesome because it relates to anime. I love anime, as you know. I love anime, and one of the characters in anime that had a lot of character development, why he's my favorite, is Vegeta. So Vegeta had a lot of character development. So it's Vegeta and Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Vegeta.
I have him right there. Yeah, he had amazing character development. So the fact that you were able to notice that in Draco and understand that, hey, you know, he wasn't really a bad guy, that's awesome. And why Hermione?
Well, because she's very smart and she knows a lot of tricks.
She's very smart and she has a lot of tricks. She likes to lead the boys. She's kind of like the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has to keep Ron and Harry in line sometimes, because they always up to no good. And she's like, all right, guys, I guess we're going to have to get out of this. And she figures out a way of doing it. Girls are a lot smarter than boys.
Yeah, that's why we are.
Yeah. Yeah, girls mature a lot faster than boys. And you guys tend to think about the bigger picture at times a lot faster than boys. And it's awesome. Hermione, yeah, she's awesome.
Girls tend to think of the bigger picture every single time.
Yes, you guys definitely do. That's why That's why you guys live longer, because we tend to do very, very not smart things.
Like the jumping off an airplane, skydiving.
Yes, like jumping off an airplane, skydiving. Good brought back from our previous episode. So on my end, I have a couple like good characters that I like. My first like favorite character out of the movies or the book is the Half-Blood Prince.
Did you like Mr. Snape?
Yes, I love Mr. Snape. Oh, Professor Snape.
Professor Snape frightens all.
Yeah, I love him because, again, character development. And he had, out of all of them, he had the most character development out of the story. In the beginning, they had you think that he was a bad guy, right? You thought that he didn't care about Harry. You really think that he's so rude and whatever, and you have a portrayal of him. You tend to not like him. But then later, as the movies go on, you tend to like him. But we'll talk a little bit more about that.
And you don't like him again.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but when helps Draco? Because he has to try to promise.
I don't.
One thing is why Professor Snape. Wait, which one's this?
Yeah,
why Professor Snape sometimes helps Harry Potter, because he used to like his mom, so he wanted to protect Harry since he died by Voldemort.
After all this time.
So you are leaning into one of my favorite scenes.
No, nope.
We'll talk about this in a little bit.
Scene.
Well, look, we're gonna talk about that. But yes, so Professor Snape had a lot of character development. He was the Half-Blood Prince, and we're gonna talk about the scene. But one of the things is that he's a half muscle, a muggle, and then half wizard. So he had to go through a lot of things. And yeah, he's just amazing. Just the portrayal, character development, again, goes back to like a similar character, Vegeta. And it was awesome. My other one is Luna. So Luna, she's just crazy. I think
that's mommy's favorite.
That's mommy's favorite. That's my favorite too. Like,
I thought your other favorite was Bellatrix.
Bellatrix. Oh, Bellatrix. I have a sweet
spot. You're a little trick.
But I can't say that. Bellatrix. Bellatrix.
Bellatrix. Bellatrix.
Anyways, Miss Bellatrix. She's insane. She's kooky. Like, yeah. I love her. She, the second she came in and the throughout the whole movie, how crazy she is. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
but
about
one
her
thing, I love, but I don't like her because she killed Dobby.
Dobby. Dobby. rest in peace, Dobby. Moment of silence for Dobby.
Nope.
Oh, Dobby. But yeah, she's awesome. She's crazy. I like it.
For Dobby.
Yeah, but those are my favorite. The Half-Blood Prince is one of my favorite ones. So if you ask me again, he's definitely he takes the cake. He's one of my favorites. What about, so you mentioned spells. So is there any spells that you like?
Yeah.
Which one?
You might not like this, but the killing spell.
What is it called?
It rhymes. It's just
Avada Kedavra or something like that.
It's
Avada Kedavra.
It's just like
Avada Kedavra.
It's like abracadabra. I don't know.
Abracadabra. And then
maybe Avada Kedavra? I don't know.
Avada Kedavra. That's hard to say.
So hopefully somebody can comment on the video in the bottom and kind of help us spell it out. That would be awesome. Because it's hard. But Voldemort liked to say that, or that shall not be named, loves to say, use that. Why is it like one of your your favorite? Which is controversial because that's a very bad spell. But why do you like it?
Because that's how Harry got his spell, and that's how Harry got some of Voldemort's powers, because Voldemort killed his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it left a little His scar, yeah.
His scar.
Okay. And what about you? Which one's your favorite?
My favorite is Loomis and Knox.
Can you show us?
Can you show us?
Loomis and Knox.
Loomis. And Knox.
Oh. Go to Loomis again.
Loomis.
All right, leave it like that.
No, let me try. Let me try.
Wings. Stand it there.
Okay. Let me see. Knox.
Oh, it didn't work. Nope.
No.
The wand doesn't like you. You worked. Okay, no, there you go. Do Loomis one more time. Leave it with Loomis.
Loomis. Loomis. Loomis.
Here. Okay.
Oh, you missed one right there. Missed two, actually.
There we go. All right. So, yeah. So, yours is Loomis. That's your favorite one.
Loomis and Knox. They go together. Yeah.
Loomis and Knox. Why do you like it?
Because then when you need the light in the dark, you can just say Loomis and then it happens on your wand.
Okay.
All right.
My favorite one would have to be, I can't pronounce it well. I think it's like septum tem... Sempra?
What does it do?
Sectum Sempra, I think it's called.
What does it do?
What does it do? It basically causes the brutal lacerations on the target. So like, yeah, so it's just weird. And the reason why I like it is because Harry was using it against the Half-Blood Prince. So he learned it from the Half-Blood Prince.
His book.
Yeah, from his book. He read it. And he's like, yeah, this is an awesome spell. I'm going to use it. And then he dared, one day, he was like fighting the Professor Snape. And he dared to use it. He's like, Septum Sempra. And then out of nowhere, the Half-Blood Prince turned around, referred it, like turned it back to him. As you dare to use my own spell against me?
I'm the Half-Blood Prince.
And then Harry Potter's like, wait, what? And then he's like, yes. I am the Half-Blood Prince. Oh my God, that gave me goosebumps. So after that, I love that spell. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's so weird.
It is weird, but it's still. It's a very, very tough spell, and I like it. I like it a lot. So if, you know, talking about the different spells and different characters, which movie would you say that would be your favorite?
I know.
Second.
Second one.
Which one's the second?
The one that Dobby can sing.
The Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Mine is the Goblet of Fire.
Yours is the Goblet of Fire? Why?
Because it has all the challenges. And that's where Voldemort appears. That's where he...
Yeah, because at the last one, he kills one of the students.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. His name was like Cedric.
Cedric.
He was like.
Yeah, so you like it because that they have all the different challenges in there.
Yeah,
but Cedric was in Hufflepuff, and then there was more houses going against. There was other houses to go against Gryffindor, and Harry Potter was in Gryffindor, and then there was three more students. Cedric, he was the one that was in Hufflepuff.
I think that's a really good movie. It has a lot of the cool different challenges, which is one that's amazing. The one with the dragon is awesome.
Yeah, I like the egg, but the one that I love the most is the water one because he eats the gillyweed and then he turns into like a fish.
A rather rare herb, gillyweed.
Gillyweed. And what about you? Like you said the second one, but you said Dobby. Is there anything else besides Dobby? Like what made it your favorite? And if it was Dobby, like, what about Dobby?
Because when he was going inside, when he came in, he was he was going all crazy and all silly and crazy inside Harry Potter's room. And then when Harry Potter told him to stop and not do that, he was bonking his head into Harry Potter's closet, his drawer,
saying "Bad Dobby."
Bad Dobby.
Yeah, and like he was bonking his head inside three things: his closet, his drawer, and his little lamp.
So that was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Awesome.
When Harry Potter said he has to go back inside his school, Dobby told him not to because that's dangerous. That's the one that Rio likes. That happened. And then when Harry Potter said not to do that, said he's going back, he has to go back to the school, Dobby snapped his fingers, so he went out of his room, snapped his fingers, so then the cake can fly up. So his aunt and uncle invited guests, and then Dobby made the cake flow all the way to one of the guests, and then dropped it right on its head.
Oh my god, that's awesome! Yeah, so that's cool.
So Dobby wanted him not to go back to school because that's the part where that's the movie that Rio likes.
He didn't want him to go back to school because of the challenges.
Yeah, because there was a plot, and then Voldemort would go inside the school and then have a trap and then try to hurt Harry Potter.
I see.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think it's because of the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. It's the Chamber of Secrets. But still, it's a nice take.
Oh, yeah. It's because of the Chamber of Secrets. Because Voldemort, when he was younger, he wrote his diary in a book. And then he forced...
Dobby.
No, not Dobby.
No?
He forced Ron's little sister. What's her name? It was...
Jenny?
Yeah, Jenny, to like write all that and give Voldemort a power.
What? I see. So that's what you were saying. You were saying he was trying to prevent him from getting hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. My favorite movie would be like The Prisoner of Azkaban. That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that's where the Sirius Black
came. That is when Sirius Black is introduced. I think he's just... very, very cool. Like the aura that he had, the wolf.
Oh, yeah, the werewolf.
Yes, it was really
and
awesome.
And Weasley's rat,
that traitor. <Yeah. laughs> But yeah, no, I think that's one of my favorite movies because of the wolf and Sirius Black, the aura of it. And I think that's the movie where, is it the Dementors? Is that what they're called? They're introduced. And that was scary. I was looking, it was scary. Yeah, that's awesome.
And Hermione and Harry went back in time.
Yeah, it was really cool. So what was so you have different movies, you like different things and the whole Harry Potter thing. Like, what would you say it's like your favorite moment out of, and you can pick, let's say you can pick out of any movie, what do you think would be your favorite like scene out of the movie? And I'll start with you.
I would say when they went back in time.
When they went back in time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about, why is that one of your favorite?
Because that's when Harry thinks that it's his dad that stopped the Dementor.
Expecto Patronum!
But it was actually him.
So he was thinking it was his dad this whole time.
Yeah.
And he...
But it was really him when he went back in time.
Yeah, because those little ghost things were trying to drink his soul.
Yeah, they were trying to suck up, like, the soul. And that's what the Dementors do. So the Dementors are the caretakers or the guards of the prison Azkaban. And supposedly nobody escaped ever from there. And then Sirius Black escaped. So the way of being able to protect yourself from the Dementors is by creating that spell that creates the lights, and it kind of deters them away.
Yeah, because they don't like light.
Yeah. And that's where Harry Potter was thinking that his dad was there and his dad protected him, but it wasn't him. It was actually Harry Potter, which is actually a really good scene in the movie. It's cool. What about you? What was your favorite part of the movie? Like any movies, and why would you say that would be your favorite one? Which I think Rio and myself can probably know what's going to be the scene, but I don't know. Tell us what is your favorite scene out of the whole movies?
The one with Dobby comes. I knew
it. I knew it. I was just waiting in my head. I was like, yeah, Dobby shows up. That's awesome. So when he comes in, you wouldn't say when Dobby became a free elf?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When she killed Dobby.
No, that's not when he became free. It's two different things.
Oh, no. I was talking about when he said he's a free elf.
Dobby is a free elf.
Oh, because he died a free elf.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a really sad moment. I had tears in my
head. He was like, so yeah, after that, so like he was about to take Harry Potter and his friends to like somewhere safe, and then right when he was about to go, she
Bellatrix
just randomly just threw a sword,
not
like a knife.
Yeah,
just threw a knife, and then it like cut Dobby.
Oh my god! Yeah, that was really sad. That was very, very sad.
Did you know that people still put their rocks on his grave?
Yeah, fans made a little like resting place for Dobby. People still go there. That's actually cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. We're going there.
Imagine if we just go there and then one of us just digs all the way there and then finds Dobby.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I think, and then, so that was your favorite scene. What about you, Rhea? What was your favorite scene?
I just told you my favorite scene.
Obliviate!
I had a little brain fart, but my favorite scene would have to be when Professor Snape shared his tear, and they were able to look back into his memories and understand like the true nature of why the Half-Blood Prince or the Professor Snape was the way that he was. And
yeah,
I think
that's how he told Harry why he been helping Harry.
Exactly. So
because he liked his mom.
Yeah. He loved Lily. Ever since he was a little kid, his only one friend that he had was Lily. And he just did everything. So he loved Lily.
But then Harry Potter's dad came in and started bullying
him. Yeah, you actually saw a different perspective because
Professor Snape was inside Slytherin, and then both of Harry Potter's parents were inside Gryffindor.
Yeah, but when they dive into the memories, it goes back to the character development. You think that he's actually a rude person, and he's mean, and he hates Harry Potter, but it actually changed the way that I saw everybody. It completely changed the way that I felt about Dumbledore. It changed the way that I felt about Professor Snape, about Harry, about overall everybody in the scene. And it actually showed me what really was happening. Because sometimes, and this is why I love the scene so much, is because even in life, we think we know everything just because we hear one thing. And that's human nature. We tend to create our own opinions about anything just because of the limited information that we have. But then something comes that gives you more information, and you tend to like sit back and be like, whoa, like either I was wrong, or oh my God, it becomes even more like awesome in the story. So when you dive in deeper and you've actually found out that he was a little kid and he loved Lily, and he loved her so much that he was protecting Mr. Potter. And he wasn't rude, and he was putting this persona that he was rude to him because he wanted to protect him. And then you find out that Dumbledore really did not care about Harry. Like, he did.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, Dumbledore, in that feat, when you saw back, he really didn't care about Harry. He's like, oh, yeah, well, if he has to die, he has to die. And okay, well, it is what it is.
You've been raising him like a pig for slaughter.
He cares about Harry, but he doesn't love Harry like Snape does. Like, Snape wanted Harry to live because he loved Lily. And the fact when he looked at Harry and saw his eyes, saying that he had the same mother's eyes, like, it's a totally different relationship. Like, he wanted Potter to live because he loved his mom. Dumbledore wanted him to live because, you know, not to live, but he, at some point, he needed to die. He didn't necessarily care. He cared about the greater good, while Snape cared about him because he loved his mom.
After all this time?
I don't know. It's just super, super different. Character development was amazing. It changed the way that I felt about the different characters. And I think it was just awesome to see that dynamic. It just was like, oh my God, I was not expecting this. I did not predict this. It's awesome. And I didn't read the book, so I didn't know what was coming. So I think that was cool. Yeah. I think that's a really good one. It's really awesome. So what about, how would you say that you can rate, like, who, like, raise your hand, who would say that it's an awesome, like, it's a big fan of the film and would be able to take a quick quiz about, okay, all right, what about you?
I don't know if I know too much.
Okay, all right, so let's do this. So I'm going to set up a quick game. It's going to be 15 points. The first person that can get all of the points, 15 points, will win. And we'll wrap it up with
points, the most.
The most points. Yes, that actually makes more sense. The most points.
Yeah,
so I'm going to have...
You might not win if you win.
I'm going to have 15 questions, and whoever can guess this right will win. And since we know that Little Ray doesn't know a lot, and I am going to be hosting it, we're going to bring in a special guest. This is going to call in. We're going to have her on the line, and you're going to play against her. It's none other than Mommy.
Mommy?
Yep. All right. Well, let me set this up real quick. All right. 15 questions. All right, you're going to help me keep track, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to do, this is Rio, this is Mommy, okay? Although I don't know how you're going to keep track because it's 15. So let's see what we have. Okay. All right. So let's see if we can get Mommy in. So
if you see it goes back to one, then that means you got six. And then it goes on.
Okay. All right. So you got to keep track. And then, okay. All right. I think we got Mommy on.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so we're going to do a game. We're going to bring you in. We're going to do a game. The first person the person with the most points is going to win. We're going to ask 15 questions. And the first person after whoever has the most points is going to win, okay? And you're going to go against Rio because She thinks that she knows the most out of the two. All right, cool.
We'll see.
Well, all right. Well, you watched it since she was a kid, so I don't know.
We'll see. That's a good one. All right, so let's start off. First question of the game. All right, so what is the name of Harry Potter's out? Wait. Before we even do that, we need to know. So how do we want? Are you just going to say the answers or do you got to make a sound? We need to know a way of being able to know who's going to answer it first.
Maybe like a word. I'll say mommy or something.
I'll say ding.
Okay, ding, ding. Oh, no, because
I can have my special word. You have your special word, and then
okay,
whoever says their word first, then they can say the answer.
Mine is Rio.
All right, so I'll say mommy.
Okay, all right, let's do that. All right, so I'm going to leave that one because actually I'm not going to say it. All right, what is the name of Harry Potter's owl?
Mommy. Hedwig.
Hedwig. Yep, that is correct. 1 point for mommy, please. All righty. All right, let's see. Second question. Mommy's taking the lead. What are the four houses at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft?
Rium.
Okay. What are the four houses?
Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, and Hufflepuff.
That is correct. 1 point for Rio. All right. Next question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, then. What position does Harry Potter play on his Quidditch team?
Rio, I think it's to get the golden ball. Isn't?
Do you know the name of it?
No, they never said the names.
Well, I'm pretty sure they said the names.
They said the houses.
No, they said the names. Okay, so you, I won't. That is correct, but you don't know the actual name of the position. I'm looking for the position, so.
Kind of.
What about mommy? Do you know?
Well, the legit stamp.
Snatcher?
Nope. The correct word is a seeker, so nobody gets a point for that one. But yes, you are correct. He was supposed to get what did you call that?
So does that call the golden ball?
Yeah, golden ball, yeah.
So is that 2 points?
No, I'm not going to give it to you. You need to know the position.
Okay, you can't do it to me.
You have to know, you have to know the word. Okay, so who is the head of Gryffindor's house? You got to say your word.
I'm trying to think.
Who is the head of Gryffindor's house? Professor McGonagall?
McGonagall.
Yep. Next question. You guys ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the dark wizard who killed Harry's parents?
Mommy.
Rio.
Mommy said it first.
No, I did. She went like, Mommy, real. No.
Yep. Who was that?
Voldemort.
Yes. That is correct.
You're kidding me, Mommy. Look, what did you?
What spell is used to disarm an opponent?
Rio.
What is it?
Expelliarmus.
Yes, that is correct.
Dang.
You did it to me at Puerto Rico. You used a stick.
Did I? Oh, yes, I did.
The baby did actually tell me off.
What is the name of the magical bank in the Wizarding World?
Mommy. Gringotts.
That is correct.
I didn't know that.
Which magical creatures transform into a person's worst fear?
I believe I know. I don't know. I think it's
mine. No, Bogart? Bogart?
Yeah, that is correct.
Thank you.
Bogart.
Mommy, how dare you?
Who is the half-blood prince?
Rio. Mr. Snape.
Professor Snape. That is correct.
Ooh. Three points.
Yeah, three.
Who killed Professor Dumbledore?
Real. Professor Snape.
Oh, Severus Snape. This one may be a good one. What is the name of Harry Potter's godfather?
Real.
Who is it?
Sirius Black.
It is Sirius Black.
Thank you, Leo.
All right, let's see. This one may be an interesting one.
Judy, what are you doing?
What is the name of Hagrid's three-headed dog?
Mommy.
Dang it!
I'm Fluffy.
It is Fluffy.
Judy, I'm okay. You gotta put the five. You gotta put the five. Once you get to five, you get down.
What is the name? What is the name of Ron Weasley's pet rat?
Mommy.
Take
Scabbers?
Scabbers. That is correct. Yeah. What is the name of Hermione's Granger's cat? Yeah, what is the name of Hermione Granger's cat?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay, so Crookshanks.
No.
Crookshanks. I didn't even know that.
Yo.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. What is the name of Harry Potter's parents?
Mommy.
Yeah.
Lily and James.
That is correct. Lily and James.
I only know Lily though.
What is the name used to fix broken objects?
What is
Rio?
Yep.
Repairo.
Repairo. And then the last question. Let's see, the last question. Oh, what does the spell Lunas do?
Rio.
Yep.
Light up candles.
Light up the candles.
Not just candles.
Oh, light up. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Did you?
Yes, I have 7.
Yep.
How much did I have?
6.
6. All right. But one by one. That's good. Good job, Rio. Yeah, that's awesome. I just wanted to do a quick little thing on it. But it is awesome. You guys are in love with Harry Potter. And you guys tend to know a lot. You guys have a lot of like different conversations about it and with Mommy too. So Mommy, thank you for joining and playing with us, having a good time. You've definitely created a couple Harry Potter enthusiasts. I think the next thing what you got to do now that you guys know the stories is actually going to Universal and check that out. Like the actual
to read the books too.
Yeah, read this books too.
No, they're too big.
Yeah, but they have more details.
Yeah, they have
more. I want to read.
Okay.
Maybe in a couple of years you'll change your mind.
Yep.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, so we can definitely visit Universal, and I think you're going to have a better appreciation to the books and the actual place because you're going to actually...
I don't like that ride, though. The stairs. I don't like that drop. Tricked me. We were going into the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we can check it out. You're going to have a good time. And then... We probably said a lot of spoilers in here, and we probably said a lot, but you should have already seen the movie. So they've been out for over a decade now. You should be able to just see it and go from there. But anyways, we'll leave it at that. So thank you for joining us and learning a little bit more about Harry Potter.